Tov, everyone. We are on page 261 in the middle over here. Simon Kuf Aleph, we're up to Siv Dalad, which is the conversation about davening in other Lashonos. Are you allowed to daven in English? Are you allowed to daven in other languages? So here we go. Those who learned Masechet Sota last year remembers the Mishnah and that tells us that tefillah is one of those things you're allowed to daven b'chol lashon. Okay, so we should have no problem. We should daven b'chol lashon. However, the Gemara then asks a question, and it says that the Malachim don't understand tefillas aramis. Okay, so how could you daven in tefillas aramis? How could you daven in arami if the Malachim don't understand the lashon of arami? So the Gemara over there says is mechalik between ha b'tzibur ha b'yachid. When you're daven b'tzibur, then you don't need the Malachim, and therefore it's going to be mutter daven b'chol lashon. When you're daven b'yachidus, you need the Malachim, then you're not allowed to daven with the b'chol lashon. That's the maskana of the Gemara over there. I just want to share the Eliyahu Rabba's kash on this whole thing. He says he doesn't understand the whole premise of the Gemara. What do you mean? Who cares that the Malachim don't understand the Arami? I mean, those who know, we don't daven to the Malachim. We daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So who cares that the Malachim don't understand Arami? They do understand Arami. What's the difference between Tefillah B'Tzibur and Tefillah B'Yachid? You should always be all daven as long as you point your tefillah towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you need the Malachim? So I believe the Pashat answer to this question is that even though it's Dabar Pashat, we do not daven to the Malachim. That is a Avodah Zarah, Bein L'Rambam, Bein L'Ramban. It's Mamash Avodah Zarah to daven to the Malachim and not to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But similarly, let's say you were sending a Lamashal. You were sending a letter to the king and you had a secret language with the king. Okay, so you're sending your letter to the king, but you need his delivery people to deliver the envelope. Okay, over there, if you wrote in your secret language on the envelope, bring it to the king, the messenger is not going to understand where to bring it to. Okay, so it's true. We daven only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We send the letter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the middle, there are these malachim that need to escort our tefillos. And when we daven b'yichidus, that's when you daven b'yichidus. You need the malachim to escort your tefillos, therefore you're not a daven b'arami. However, when you're davening to a Kadosh Baruch, when you're davening b'tzibur, that goes direct to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you don't need the Malachim, and that's to answer up to Eliyahu Rabba's kash over. We don't daven chas shalom to the Malachim, but many times we need the Malachim to bring our tefillos in. Okay, without any marich on this. Now, after Zion seems like davar pashut, tzibur yachid. However, the Rishonim have a lot of discussion over here, what's mutter and what's not mutter to do. I want to read it inside the Mechaber. These are all the shitas on the Rishonim, but it's going to be a very, very big nafkamina on how to read this Mechaber. Look inside the Mechaber, Siv Dal. Yochalis balu b'chol lashon shiyartzi. Starts with the lashon of the Mishnah. You're allowed to daven with them in whatever language you want. However, Hani mili b'tzibur, now he brings down the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that's only b'tzibur. Avol b'yochin lo yid palo elo b'lashon ha-kodesh. Look and see cotton. As we said before, see cotton test vav. Ela b'lashon hakodesh v'shein malachid asharis niskakim lashon aramis. V'odin shar lishonos chutz b'lashon hakodesh. Aval tzibur ein tzarech melitz. When you're down with tzibur, you don't need a melitz. You don't need an emissary. Shakodesh baruch hu ba'atzmo mekal tefilasam. That is another shout out. Why we want to daven b'tzibur? You want to have a direct line with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You daven b'tzibur and not b'yichidus. Okay.
Change to your
Okay, on the Gemara, v'yachal yisbala b'lashon hakodesh, now he brings out two more shitas over here. It says, v'yesh omrim dahani mili kishashol tzrachov. That's only talking about when you're asking for your needs outside of the words of the Shemoneh Esrei. He's diving for something privately. That's when you can't dive in b'cholash. When you dive in b'yichidus. Avo b'tfila k'ful etzibor. The tfila anshi k'nesses agdolo was metakein. The tfila k'ful etzibor. Afilu yochid yochal avar b'cholash. If you do the right translation, you can dive in b'cholash according to this shita of the Yesharim. The Ainu, even b'yichidus, it depends. The text of the Shemoneh Esrei translated into another language, that's going to be mutter. Things that you're mostly of yourself, tefillah, so you're mostly of in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, davening for your family and stuff like that, that needs to be only in Hebrew when you're davening privately. The Yeshomrim, in another opinion, the Yeshomrim, the Af Yachid, Kishishol Tzrochav, Yochol Lishol B'Cholashim, that even if you're davening your private needs, and you're still allowed to daven in any language, Shiyirtza Chutz Milashon Arami. The only thing that the Gemara was coming to Mamayit is if you daven B'Lashon Arami. So I don't think any of you are fluent enough in the Gemara that you're going to be davening B'Lashon Arami. So you wouldn't have to worry about it according to this last opinion over here. English is going to be fine. French, Spanish, all those are going to be fine. Even B'Yachidus, as long as that's not Aramis, which is the language that the Malachim don't understand. Other languages, they're fluent in other languages. Thus, not Aramis. That's the last opinion over here. The question is, how are we going to paskin this mechaber? So it all depends on how you read this mechaber, and there's really two ways in the poskim on how to read this mechaber. Is this three opinions or is this two opinions? The Hainu, Avo Yachid lo Yisbal b'Lashon HaKodesh, is the opinion of the Rishonim, which seems to be the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, that always we make the difference between Sibur and Yachid. And then you have opinions two and three, that are Mamayit, that not always the Yachid, depends on what you're asking for. And the last opinion, it depends on Aramis versus other Lashonos. According to this, according to the Klolim of the Psak and the Mechaber, it would be a Stam and a Yeshomrim, because the first opinion is not a Yeshomrim, it's a Stam. Stam is a Chiluk between Sibur and Yachid, and then we have two Yeshomrims. And according to that Stam and Yeshom, we'd be passing Lechumra, that is a whole difference between Yachid and Sibur, always, and without any other Chilukim. However, those who learn that the last two opinions are just coming to explain the first opinion, I mean, we have the general concept of Sibur versus Yachid, and now we have two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, Yeshomim Zeh, Yeshomim Zeh, that are discussing within privacy. According to this, we have two Yeshomrims, and halacha is like the Yeshomrim Basra. Yeshomrim, Yeshomrim, halacha Yeshomrim Basra, and therefore it's the most makel opinion, as long as you're not davening B'lashon HaRamis, everything's going to be mutter. Okay? So I found in the halacha brura, Rav Adya understood, like the first way, it is the Shita, the Rif, and the Rama that the Mishkul Shulchan Aruch is passing like. It's a Stam in Yeshomrim, and therefore it's passing, there's no heter to daven in another language outside of when you're diving with Tzibur, it's going to be mutter. When you're diving with Yechidus, it's always going to be usser. However, others think differently. The end of the day, let's look inside over here. Sivkot Yud Gimel, which is really going to shed a lot of light. This is going to bring another important nekuda over here in terms of historically. Says Mr. Bro, Sivkot Yud Gimel. Omitzah minu elchor dafka lashon hakodesh. Everyone agrees the best way to daven is lashon hakodesh. Yid Tzibur Yachid, for sure lashon hakodesh is the best. Okay, because up to this point, all we have so far is for sure. If you're davening with Tzibur, it sounds like you want to read Shmoneh Esrei in English, there would be absolutely no problem. However, look inside. Ein Simin Sound, Basi, Basi, Mishnah Berurah Sham, Mashkan Hashem Rechorni Mazeh. Okay, over there he brings down that it's not so great to daven in other languages because we don't really know the translation of certain words. Okay, like in Kriyat Shema, there's different ways of Chazal learn out different words. How are you going to translate a word that we have machlokus? What the word means? Okay, so it's Ron Esrei, you might have this similar words. It's hard for us to translate, so there's another reason why we don't necessarily want to daven in another language. But then he brings up a guy in Ein B'Tshuvas Chasam Sof. Shuvah's Chasam Sofer, you have to understand that Chasam Sofer was living in the midst of the Haskalah, the midst of the Reform conservative, who are changing a lot of the tefillahs and changing the Lashonos of tefillah from Lashon HaKodesh to other languages. So says the Chasam Sofer, and it brings out many proofs to this opinion. The Mashi Tuli Spal B'chol Lashon. That which we are allowed to daven b'kol lashon, even according to the most medical opinion that b'yichidus you're allowed to daven b'tzibur you're allowed b'kol lashon, hainu dafka b'akrai. That's only a temporary solution. Once in a while, you want to daven another lashon, that's going to be fine. Avalikboa b'kfiya tmidus. But to be koveya that are now we're going to daven in a different language, ulahamich shiatzibur, and to put the shiatzibur lashkiach lashon hakodesh legamrei and forget lashon hakodesh legamrei. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's absolutely usher. There is no heter to do so. All the gonim of that generation, that is usher to do this. And coming to lafuke from these new types of groups out there, obviously referring to the Reform, that are miparetz outside the Medina Mazeh. And they translate everything into German and other languages. And this Avera, the Avera of switching out of Lashon HaKodesh to other Lashons has been gorer other Averas. Why? Because we all know they did other things to the Tfilos. Should Dilgo Abracha Shal Kibbutz Golias? Why do you want to go back to Eretz Yisrael? Why do you want to have a Kibbutz Golias? We don't want that. We're doing great here in Germany. Who berkas Yerushalayim Ircha? In the bracha of the Yerushalayim Ircha, they took out of the Shemona Esrei. Who wants to build Yerushalayim? Okay, that's what the Reform believed in. We don't want this. We have here Jerusalem in Germany. Okay, so therefore they started taking these things out also. V'kishem sherotzin lashkiach zichron Yerushalayim, just like they want to erase the zichron of Yerushalayim. Kein rotzin lashkiach, loshon haKodesh b'Yisrael. They also want to forget the language of the Jews from Klal Yisrael. Pen yigalu b'schus shelo lishonach chas l'shalom. Just like our forefathers were nigal from Yitzrayim because they didn't change their language, they kept their language. They're afraid if they kept. You hear what's going on over here? The background of the reform is saying if we keep our language, we might chas l'shalom be nigal. We might get redeemed from Germany, chas l'shalom. Okay, so therefore they wanted to change the Lashonim. We don't have any Schusim over here. They took out Kibbutz Golias, they took out Yerushalayim Yerucho, and they want to erase Lashon HaKodesh from Klal Yisrael. Okay, so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmerim Yideos Apikorsus Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us from these Apikorsim. And they saw the Apikorsim, and therefore we see over why the Poskim went to town very, very strong against being Koveya Tfilo in any other language outside of Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, even for maybe some of us who struggle understanding the words, it's so important to keep the words of our Shemoneh Esrei Anshei Knesset HaGedolah for so many reasons. Number one, we don't really know how to translate all the words perfectly. Okay, as you see over here, the Rabbanim get over explaining Tefillah many times in different ways of explaining it. Number two, you see over here how important it is to keep the Lashon HaKodesh against other types of Deos Apikorsos. And also, we said already that Lashon HaKodesh is Lelech HaTchila to start with. Okay, even if you do not understand it, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in a couple of different places, even if you don't really understand Lashon HaKodesh, you are still going to be Yotzei through using Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, look inside Mishnah Berurah, say, cutting you down. Oh, if you do want to translate another language, you better understand that language. Even if you do not understand the words of Lashon HaKodesh, you're still going to be Yotzei Yerushmoneh Esrei. Obviously, we've talked many times about understanding the words you're saying, but the Yavin, you're still going to be Yotzei, even if you do not understand, the words that we've discussed many times before. Okay? Now, in terms of a little maisa, so that means l'maisa, anyone who can daven in Lashon HaKodesh should keep Lashon HaKodesh for all the reasons that we said before. However, as the Be'er Halacha brings down over here, look inside Be'er Halacha, Yachol Yispal B'chol Lashon Hayim Ishtabru, V'kat Demagana B'Shem Sefer Chayim Demutal Yispal B'Lashon Shem Evi, Yimeinu Mevi in Lashon HaKodesh. He does bring down that perhaps it's better to daven in Lashon that you understand if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. He says, Muchach B'Sefer Chassidim Hanu Dafkim Yirei Shemayim. It says it only implies by a Yirei Shemayim, Ritzona Bezeh, Rakadesh Yispal B'Kavana. And his whole reason why he's doing it is to daven with Kavana, and not because of the reasons mentioned by the Chassam Sofer earlier on. Avlin Eino B'Chiai Gavne Yispal Lashon HaKodesh. He's not such a Yirei Shemayim, daven in Lashon HaKodesh. V'atanki Lashon HaKodesh Yesho Skulos Rabos B'Kol Lashonos. Because Lashon HaKodesh has certain skulos that other languages don't have. V'alashon Shakadosh Baruch Hu Medaber Min Neviyav. That's the Lashon that Kadosh Baruch Hu himself speaks with his Neviyim. And Lashon HaKodesh, the world was created. When they were attacking the Nusach HaTfilo, there are 120 Zakenim, and amongst them were some Nevi'im who were attacking our Tfilo. They went over every single bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, word by word, and even the letters that they chose in the Shemoneh Esrei become a sodos nelamos discovers. There's certain hidden things in the Shemoneh Esrei that we can't even understand. Okay, to go ahead and change the tefillah is not so pashut at all. So therefore, lamais, if someone can daven in Lashon HaKodesh, you should stay in Lashon HaKodesh. Read the words outside and then learn the words, but you should stay in Lashon HaKodesh. However, you're dealing with Mamish Baal Tshuva, who doesn't even read Hebrew or something like this, and it's going to be a temporary solution. He's an Eish Torah, and he's just got there. He's a temporary solution, at least davening in English, because he wants to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't read Hebrew yet. While he's in the learning process, okay, L'chori has what to rely on. He should daven to Tzibur, and he should daven in English, or whatever Lashon he understands temporarily, until he understands the Torah. But that's a temporary solution, as the Chassam Sofer says, in order to get to the point where he's going to dive in B'Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, so that was what can be L'maisa, and even in the Halacha Berurah he brings down that B'Dieved they can rely on as someone who can't mamish lach daven B'Lashon HaKodesh, he can rely, even though he passed like the first opinion, it sounds like B'Yachidus, he can never dive in B'Lashon, any other Lashon. He holds that if you're dealing with someone who doesn't, is not able to daven, if he does not daven another lashon, he can rely on the opinion better for the daven another lashon, not daven at all. Once again, if he's doing it for the right kavanas, it's not because he wants to do any of the chas v'shalom, the ideas that the reform introduced to us. Okay, the last thing over here, Mr. Brosi, cut me a test, brings down, this is the reason why there's certain tefillahs in our everyday tefillah, maybe not every day tefillah, but when there's Kriyas Torah and on Shabbos, that we only say when we dive in Betzibur, because it's in Lashon Arami. What tefillahs do we have in Lashon Arami? Brich Shmei and Yikor Perkan, we just said yesterday. Look at Tzayitzi Kodin Yotasa Betzibur. Mutter Af Lashon Arami, you even dive in Lashon Arami in the Tzibur. Ubezati Shaperman, the Omri Yikor Perkan, Brich Shmei Betzibur Chodoma. That's how we say Yikor Perkan and Brich Shmei in the Tzibur. Someone who is sick on Shabbos, he's diving in his house. He cannot say either of the kumperkans. Either there's two kumperkans, he can't say either of them according to this. That's the psak in the Mishnah Berurah. If you look in some Sidurim, they're machalik between the two kumperkans. Because one is our yachid tefillah and one is more for the tzibur. And therefore, there are those who are makel to say the tzibur one. However, you see over the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is not to say either yikum perkan if one is davening v'yachidus. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we'll get into passing by people who are davening Shemana Esrei and all those halachas I can for today.